For 2 years, Emma Sepulveda has been gathering stories for the anthology called Basta, which translates to Enough. The series was started by women in Chile. To have a connection to the original project, Sepulveda wanted the submissions to be by Latinas.
Of course, being the editor, I'm lucky enough that I get to read all the stories. And I'm not only receiving the short stories, but I'm often receive letters of women saying, you know, what I'm writing is based in my whole life. This is what happened to me. So it has been extremely moving.
One of the submissions based on reality came from Alicia Cozame, a former political prisoner in Argentina and U.S. refugee. Today, she's a professor at Chapman University in Southern California. Her story was inspired by the domestic violence that occurred after the death of her sister.
My father, he blamed my mother. So that is something that stayed with me forever. Because one thing is that your father beats you up, and another thing is when you see him doing it to your mother.
In her submission, Cozame uses a writing style that's closer to poetry than prose, a quality you'll hear in this passage.
He gets close to his wife's desperation, keeps walking, turns back. Whore.
Like Cozame, many other Latinas have submitted stories that are labeled as fiction but based on real events. As editor Emma Sepulveda collected narratives, the plight of undocumented women experiencing violence came to light, a storyline not present in the original book published in Chile.
Some of them are undocumented, or they were at the time, so they could not go anywhere and denounce what had happened to them.
Sepulveda says that being undocumented can make them feel voiceless, but there's an organization in Reno trying to give them that voice.
The fact that she or he are undocumented, the aggressive partner uses that against them.
That was Xiomara Rodriguez, one of the women who runs Tu Casa Latina, a nonprofit geared towards helping undocumented immigrants who are victims of abuse with getting their paperwork to become U.S. citizens.
They're afraid of authority because they have been told so many times that if you go into the police, you're going to get deported and your children are going to be taken away.
Along with fearing the police, this population is also wary of giving all their information to immigration services. So Tu Casa Latina is helping them take that scary step of submitting their paperwork. But Ruby White Star, who's with a national organization called Casa de Esperanza, says it's also about empowerment.
We call them survivors instead of victims.
Star, who's based in Reno, does trainings across the country for groups working to curb domestic abuse. During these talks, she draws on her own memories of being molested by her father, who also physically abused other family members. Star compares herself and fellow survivors to fragile birds.
Because if you can imagine a bird who's lost all their feathers, right? They've been belittled, they've been coerced. And I think what happens with people a lot of times when they're trying to help somebody out of that situation is they give them one feather and they're like, okay, now do it, you know, and they don't realize that that's one. And then the other one's going to be that they get a good paying job. And then another one's going to be that they have a place to live temporarily that somebody says, you can stay with me for 6 months.
Until eventually, they have enough support to fly. Alexa Ard, Reno Public Radio News.